bonsoir à vous. Vous êtes en direct de Principe Actif avec le laboratoire qui prend ses marques, qui prend la suite de la Calle del Ritmo avec une soirée très 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 espagnole ce soir. On les remercie et puis allez, dans 15 jours donc. Nous on est parti pour une heure et demie de musique tous azimuts avec tout de suite le premier morceau de cette soirée.
and started her life in Ireland. To a very young mother who couldn't provide. Even very young, she was good and quiet. Her teeth grew in brown from a poor person's diet. And when she was five, her mother figured she'd have a better life in some house that was bigger. So up for adoption to Larchmont, New York. Taken in by my grandparents into a family of seven. Marianne was quiet. Marianne was quiet. And everyone had to wonder, was it her nature? Or it's something happened violent. My mother was older, the only one born of blood. She understood things that only she understood. Everyone else so unaware that every night she'd find her dad drunk in a chair, asking her to come sit on daddy's lap. Alcoholism and all of that crap. Who was to say Marianne suffered the hands of her father, as did my mother? No one to tell, no one to ask. It was the 1950s, no one taken to task. What happens at home is a family's business as far as everyone was concerned. She was their perfect little Irish princess. And Marianne was quiet. Is it her nature, or it's something happened violent? Cut to years later in the Floridian sand, a mounted policeman asked for her hand. They called him Beezy, he was a cop on a horse. He had a walrus-type mustache and a muscle car. They had two daughters at 18 of age. Beezy had pictures of naked girls in his garage of the same age. Marianne taught high school, her kids really liked her, but they all sensed something nervous inside her. Then on a Monday, getting ready to go in, she felt the four walls quickly rushing in. She called the doctor to come and see. He said she was overworked and gave her something to sleep. One day, the next, and it grew more and more. The panic inside her was also outside her door. The world and its people were plotting her doom. The only safe place was there in her room. Girls and Beezy, they knew something was wrong, but they chose not to think about it ever too long. Then on that day, as she laid in her bed, the panic, it was pushing the eyes out of her head. The doctors had given her some anxiety pills that made her feel psychotic on top of everything else. Either lay there, watch her own life dissolve, or reach in the side table for her husband's revolver. And that's what she did with her weak little arms, and she held it to her head with her weak little arms. And it turns out her weakness was her one saving grace, as the gun jerked. Instead of entering her brain, it went through her face. And Marianne was quiet. And Marianne was quiet. And in that blackness, she had to wonder, was she just sleeping? Or did something happen violent? Mm.
6 months later and she had a new face. The doctors had put in a new one in its place. We all went to visit at Thanksgiving time. We hadn't seen her since the accident. We didn't know what we would find. To my surprise, she seemed better than ever. New confidence and a face put together. Still, she was sweet, but not quite as weak. There was a lift in her posture and something clear in her speech. And none of them said a word of the ordeal, so I guess we all have different ways to heal. And as we flew home, we felt a little bit strange in how we found the whole thing arranged. But who is it for us to say what it takes for someone to find their own worth and will to go on? And as for the future, who knows what's in store? But our Marianne is silent no more, is silent no more, is silent no more, is silent no more, is silent.
Superbe morceau pour commencer cette émission. D'abord, une fois n'est pas coutume, DJ Pawn, le français, avec son album Electro qui est sorti donc il y a très peu de temps. Le morceau s'appelait Discontinuity. On a écouté un extrait donc de cet album Radiant. Et puis à l'instant, voilà, j'ai extrait de l'album de Luke Temple ce morceau Marianne. Luke Temple est un membre d'un groupe qu'on aime bien ici et il sort un album solo qui s'appelle Her Hand Through the Cellar Door, As We Go Magic, c'est ça le nom du groupe que j'étais en train de chercher. As We Go Magic, il a quitté ce groupe, enfin en tout cas il fait un petit pas de côté et il sort ce très bel album dont était extrait cette magnifique chanson sur la folie et sa façon dont la société gère cette folie.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and he's taken almost all that I've got. But if you wanna try to love again,
These are the Pink Floyd, and this is called Flaming. Very strange, ethereal sounds.
Alone in the clouds, all blue.
Un extrait d'une compilation des Pink Floyd qui sort ces jours-ci, The Early Years, 67-72. C'est une session à la BBC, le morceau s'appelait Flaming, on le retrouve à l'origine sur le premier album des Pink Floyd, donc c'est Syd Barrett qui chante sur ce morceau. Et puis juste avant, P.P. Arnold, The First Cut is the Deepest, c'était un petit 45 tours d'une chanson qui a été reprise. Elle a fait beaucoup de reprises, P.P. Arnold, mais donc des Beatles, des Beach Boys, etc. Puis elle a aussi été reprise par Rod Stewart et par d'autres, notamment sur ce morceau « The First Cut is the Deepest ». Restons, alors pas dans les années 60, mais restons avec quelqu'un qui vient de ces années-là, qui a chanté dans ces années-là, et qui revient avec un album surprise, un petit peu en tout cas en ce qui me concerne, Shirley Collins, donc c'est une vieille dame maintenant, elle chante sur un nouvel album, Lodestar. His hair was
white, his beard was grey, his coat was of some myrtle shade. I asked him what strange country man, or what strange place, or what strange place he did belong. My name is Death, cannot you see? Lords, dukes and ladies bow down to me. And you are one of those branches three, and you, fair maid, and you, fair maid, must come with me. I'll give you gold, jewels rare, I'll give you costly robes to wear, I'll give you all my wealth in store, if you let me live, if you let me live just a few.
Harmonique, une danse.
Après deux albums, Effacer la mer et Un courage inutile, voici des nouvelles d'Orso Jezenska avec ce magnifique titre qui s'appelait Forêt. Et puis juste avant, donc, un morceau de cette dame âgée maintenant, Shirley Collins, Lodestar, je vous ai dit, c'était le titre de son album. Et elle a enregistré, on a écouté un morceau qui s'appelle Death and the Lady. Et il y a un beau clip un peu étonnant où elle tient un crâne dans ses mains, un beau clip sur cette chanson de Shirley Collins.
Se você disser que eu desafio amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento de antimusical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. O que você não sabe, nem sequer presente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Este é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal. E no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. Tum, 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 tum. Thank you.
carrying heavy load. I've been a carrying a heavy load. I've been a carrying a heavy load, but I keep on traveling on. This old world is in a sad condition. This old world is in a sad condition. This old world is in a sad condition, but I keep on traveling on. Travel all the way to the road to freedom. I will travel on until I get to freedom. I will travel all the way until I get to freedom. I will keep on traveling on.
João Gilberto d'abord, avec un extrait de cette compilation qui regroupe des enregistrements de 58 à 61, Desafinado. On vient d'écouter ce morceau et la compilation s'appelle The Legendary João Gilberto. C'est pas la première, c'est pas la dernière de João Gilberto, mais voilà, ça fait toujours plaisir d'en écouter de temps en temps. Et puis Barbara Dane à l'instant avec les Chambers Brothers, I Am a Weary and Lonesome Traveler. Une chanson sur un état du monde pas très réjouissant déjà pour elle. Alors aujourd'hui, on imagine. On va rendre peut-être un petit hommage supplémentaire à Leonard Cohen.
It seems so long ago. Nancy was alone, looking at the Late Late Show through a semi-precious stone. Well, in the house of honesty, her father on trial, and in the house of mystery, there was no one at all. There was no one at all. It seemed so long ago. None of us were strong. Nancy wore green stockings. She slept with everyone. She never said she'd wait for us, although she was alone. I think she fell in love for us in 1961. In 1961. It seems so long ago. Nancy was alone. A 45 beside her head. An open telephone. We told her she was beautiful. We told her she was free. But none of us would meet her in the house of mystery, the house of mystery. And now you look around you, and you see her everywhere. Many that use her body, and many comb her hair, and in the hollow of the night, when you are cold and numb, you hear her talking freely then. She's happy that you've come. She's happy that you've come. It seems so long ago. Nancy was so alone.
You were the promise at dawn. I was the morning after. You were Jesus Christ, my Lord. I was the money lender. You were the sensuous woman. I was the very Reverend Freud. You were the manual orgasm. I was the dirty little boy. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? Is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? You were Marlon Brando. I was Steve McQueen. You were KY Jelly. I was Vaseline. You were the father of modern medicine. I was Mr. Clean. You were the whore and the beast of Babylon. I was Rin Tin Tin. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? Yeah, is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? You got old and wrinkled.
stayed 17. You lusted after so many, baby. I lay here with one. You defied your solitude. I came through alone. And you said that you could never love me. I undid your gown and is this what you wanted, to live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? Is this what you wanted, to live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? Yeah, is this what you wanted, to live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? Oh, is this what you wanted, to live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? Get down.
De reprise de Leonard Cohen pour lui faire encore hommage ce soir. Deux groupes qui reprennent à des années d'intervalle les chansons de Leonard Cohen. D'abord Pearls Before Swine avec Tom Rapp au chant. La chanson s'appelait Nancy. Et puis à l'instant les Last Shadow Puppets qui ont sorti quelques jours avant la mort de Leonard Cohen cette reprise de Is This What You Wanted. Je crois que c'était fin octobre et voilà, il nous a quitté début novembre. Donc un hommage ici et déjà pour les Last Shadow Puppets. Je voudrais vous rappeler une dernière fois que vendredi le Calife à Rouen accueille deux artistes rares. Deux artistes qui vaudront certainement le détour. John Cunningham d'abord et Simon Joyner ensuite. Un Américain, Joyner, et un Anglais, Cunningham. Le prix est très abordable, 12 euros pour deux prestations qui, donc, je le disais, seront certainement très belles. C'est peu de dire que le laboratoire vous encourage à être curieux sur cette date unique. L'affiche est unique, la date est unique, l'association de ces deux musiciens est unique. Donc avec deux prestations différentes, l'une certainement plus folk que l'autre, qui sera elle plus pop, mais certainement toutes deux très intimes et qui permettront, qui nous permettra d'être au plus près de ce qu'ils dégagent ces deux artistes après des dizaines d'années à jouer, à enregistrer des disques, à tourner, à penser cet art de la chanson comme vraiment un art, des chansons polies, arrangées, ornées, ornementées presque même. Et je vous conseille d'y aller et puis je vous fais écouter un petit peu ce que ça donne. Ce que je vais passer de Joyner tout de suite là ressemblera plus à ce qu'on va entendre puisqu'ils seront tous les deux tout seuls. J'enchaînerai avec un morceau de Cunningham et vous verrez que sur cet album c'est produit, mais là il sera tout seul lui aussi, donc certainement juste une guitare ou un piano. On écoute donc Joyner, Simon Joyner, avec un morceau qui s'appelle My Life is Sweet, Ma vie est douce. Et bah, cette chanson elle est fascinante parce qu'on entend à la fois du Van Morrison, du Lou Reed, du Bob Dylan en même temps. Et voilà, vous allez voir, c'est vraiment un grand songwriter qui va passer vers chez nous vendredi soir 20h30 au Calif.
Another drinker looking at your face. Now, as you know, some drinkers drink alone. They don't want anyone else around. Like a trellis needs some ivy, like a spotlight needs a body. This drinker, he needed company. He needed me. He needed me. Sat together and we drank. He said the night is always younger than you think. He didn't have much on his mind. He said it's nice to have someone around when you unwind. Well, I said anytime. He said thanks. Sat in silence and we drank. Can't recall the taxi home, whether I was awake or alone. I felt the bed swallow my fall, and I heard his voice pouring down the hall. Out into the street and he was gone, and I was back where I started from, where I started from. I got on my hands and on my knees, and I asked the floor for release. I was so heavy, felt like I was being squeezed through the cracks in the wood into the black underneath. So I closed my eyes and I was in the skies. I closed my eyes and I was flying. The taste of the air took me by surprise. It was like alcohol and cotton. just flew around. That whole ugly city was on the ground. But it sure looked pretty on the ground. It flowed beneath me then. It was beneath. It was beneath me. It was beneath. The night is beautiful. I'm forgiven and my life is. My life.
Voilà, vous avez un aperçu de ce qui vous attend vendredi soir si vous venez au Calife. Donc Simon Junior, My Life is Sweet, et à l'instant John Cunningham avec un morceau, pas du dernier album qui est sorti cette année, un morceau You Shine, un peu plus ancien, produit par un Français à l'époque, Mehdi Zenad.
T'as touché où? Château perdu. Des contes de fées qu'on ne lit plus. Tel feu en toi, il me consume. À chaque fois, j'ai pour ma osée. Thank you.
Deux belles femmes dans le laboratoire. Cléa Vincent d'abord, avec un extrait de son album. Ça fait longtemps que j'avais envie d'en passer du Cléa Vincent, et surtout ce beau morceau, Château perdu. Et à l'instant, une très très belle surprise, Christine Hirsch qui revient avec un double album. L'album s'appelle Wyatt at the Coyote Palace. Le morceau qu'on a écouté qui a un peu de banjo, avec un peu de guitare, avec plein de choses, Bubble Net. Ça fait plaisir. Bon, alors l'album est, donc le double album est assez long. Il y a plein de choses. J'ai pas encore tout écouté, mais on retrouve ces morceaux, ces moments de très très bons de Christine Hirsch qu'elle s'est composée avec des belles guitares et une belle production. Il nous reste 20 minutes avant la fin du laboratoire. Je vous propose de prendre un peu d'avance sur Noël avec Sufjan Stevens.
Shopping malls, no candy canes, no sound. Sunset drip and the golden sunset children skip along the path that's called the strip, and they're looking for a bird to flip and a hole to hide from the tourist eyes are watching. Tourist cars come into town and the black policeman's cards are down, inspecting all the players round the places where the joker's found and waiting for his chance to be the dealer. City shirt that comes so quickly off alert. The golden sunset children flirt with ways to still be young and not be crying. The network shows its color war. I watch the short head hero star drift crimson on green army car. In his last scene, it's too bizarre to think that he won't get a check from AFTRA.
Where are I'm feeling good in Hollywood. I know where they live.
Un extrait donc de ce coffret de Sufjan Stevens consacré à ses disques de Noël qu'il avait sorti il y a quelques années. Plein de petits 45 tours ou EP plutôt avec 7-8 titres et puis il a tout rassemblé. Dans un coffret, on a écouté Christmas in the Room. Et puis Léon Russell nous a quittés aussi peu de temps après Leonard Cohen. J'ai passé donc à l'instant un extrait de son disque des années 60 avant qu'il joue sous son nom, The Asylum Core. L'album s'appelait, le morceau s'appelait, pardon, Welcome to Hollywood. Ça ouvrait son album.
Je t'aime, je t'ai dit attends, j'allais dire prends-moi, tu m'as dit va-t'en. Thank you.
l'ai trouvé assez enjoué, cet album de Romaré. L'album s'appelle Love Songs Part 2. Il y a eu une Part 1 il y a quelques temps. Je n'ai pas vu passer ce premier tome. En tout cas, le deuxième est pas mal. Et on a écouté à l'instant Je t'aime. Voilà, il est l'heure de se quitter, de se dire au revoir. On va se quitter avec un morceau un peu expérimental d'un japonais, Ryoji Ikeda. Le morceau s'appelle Data Matrix et c'est avec ça qu'on va se quitter. Donc, je vous donne rendez-vous mardi prochain où je vous parlerai peut-être d'un concert qui aura lieu le 2 décembre à la chapelle Saint-Julien du Petit Quevilly avec que des Français cette fois-ci. Et puis sinon, peut-être pour certains d'entre vous qui auront cette curiosité de venir vendredi soir au Calife de Rouen voir John Cunningham et Simon Jenner, vous m'y trouverez évidemment. Bonne soirée, merci de votre écoute, à mardi prochain.